Well, now on our Curly Fifth Quarter program, we're going to head down to Boonville and talk with the Boonville Pirate head boys basketball coach, Mark Anderson. Coach, your team having a great year so far, 14-3, and I would imagine you'd take that at this point of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we didn't exactly know what we had coming in. We didn't get to see our guys all together throughout the summer, as is kind of common for everybody. So had a pretty good idea that we'd have a decent season, but I think you could give us 14-3 as an option at this point of the year, we'd probably take it.
Well, this week you're in the Southern Boone Tournament. That's always a tough tournament. You open up on Tuesday night against Warrenton, and I guess you get a buzzer beater 63-62 win.
We did, yeah. It was an exciting game. We didn't play great, but Warrenton really did. And of course, like you said, that field is absolutely loaded. You know, if Warrenton is the sixth seed, that tells you a little about that tournament. But, yeah, we kind of went back and forth down the stretch, and then DJ Westlock hit a big three right as about three or four seconds left to give us the win.
When you will play, it looks like Columbia Battle in that game scheduled for tonight.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to that. It's a type of game we need to play if we want to prepare ourselves for district play. You know, they're athletic. They've got some size, and it's the type of team that we, you know, don't really see on our schedule otherwise. And so it'll be a good test for us. You know, we'll see athleticism that we haven't seen. They'll be in passing lanes where the teams haven't been. And so it'll be a good measuring stick for us.
Who are the other teams, the other two teams in the winner's bracket down at Southern Boone?
Carnahan beat Hallsville, and then Southern Boone beat Harrisburg. So those are the other two that are playing on the other side.
Well, it sounds like a very competitive tournament. And like I say, you're 14-3 right now. And, Mark, why don't you name some of the players on your Boonville Pirate boys basketball team?
Yeah, you know, probably led by Charlie Bronikowski. He's averaging a double-double with points and rebounds. And then, you know, DJ Westlock has really kind of stepped up as a sophomore and playing well. And we've got you know, Luke Green and Jackson Johns that can really shoot it, Lane West and Kale Rice that give us some size and do a lot of good things for us. So, you know, we feel pretty good about the team that we put out on the floor.
Well, you know, you've got a good ball club, and I was really impressed. I saw you the night you played Marshall, and you've got some good-looking, big, physical, well-developed kids, don't you?
Yeah, this is as big a team as I've had in my coaching career, and the good thing about it is that they're all fairly mobile, and so we can get out, they can guard, you know, smaller players, and we switch a lot of stuff on the perimeter and don't necessarily mind if, you know, Charlie at 6'6 or Lane at 6'5 are guarding a guard, and so it's really given us a lot of flexibility. But you know, we're trying to pound the ball inside a lot, and it's been a really good asset for us to have.
And I thought your guys played very hard the night I saw you. Looked like they're well coached and played hard. And now you're in that Tri-County Conference, and that's a tough conference.
It is a tough conference. I mean, you know, the top of that conference is about as loaded as any conference that you can find. You got Blair Oaks, who's ranked number one in the state in Class 3. And then you've got Southern Boone, who's, I think they've only had one loss other than to Blair Oaks a couple times. Hallsville's a really, really good basketball team. Versailles has Kobe Williams that, you know, is just unbelievable. And so California's playing better. It's really a good league.
Well, it looks like you've already beaten Southern Boone once, and it looks like one of your three losses was to Blair Oaks.
Yeah, we actually lost to Southern Boone. We lost to them in the conference tournament.
I'm sorry, I guess I misread.
So, yeah, we've lost to Blair Oaks, Southern Boone, and then also to Centre. We split with Centre, and they got us at our place a week or two ago.
Well, looking ahead to next week, I know you've got that Southern Boone tournament wrapping up this week, but you got a home game and a road game. Next Tuesday, California comes to your place. That'll be a conference game. Then a non-conference game. A week from Friday, you head to Sedalia to take on Smith Cotton.
Yeah, and you know, California's a big rival for us in a big conference game. And then, of course, Smith Cotton is another team that we're kind of excited to have on our schedule because they're a little bit bigger school and they have some athletes that hopefully will give us a chance to play against a different type of team and a different style of team that we might see, you know, if we can get out of districts and get down the road.